Today we're building a switch-up push course for a sunrise set emotion in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle, old-school DNB vibe that feels like the floor is tired, but the track is starting to see daylight. The big idea here is contrast. We are not just making things louder or more intense, we're changing the emotional direction of the tune. That means the drums start speaking differently, the bass leaves a little more room, the atmosphere opens up, and the transition feels like it's pulling the listener toward first light. So think about this section as energy movement, not just clips, not just loops, energy vectors. Is the section pushing forward, hovering, or releasing? That question will keep you out of the trap of making everything busy all the time. First, set up a dedicated 16-bar switch-up section in arrangement view. Give it proper locators, something simple like switch-up I and lift-out, so you can move fast. Group your tracks if you can. Drums, bass, atmos and FX, plus your returns for delay and reverb. That workflow matters, because in intermediate DNB production, the win is often making decisive arrangement moves without getting lost in tiny details too early. Now let's build the drum foundation. For this style, start with one solid break and one support layer. Load your break into simpler in slice mode, or chop it manually if you want more control. Use transient slicing, add a little fade to avoid clicks, and keep the source under control with filtering if it's too sharp. The important thing is that this is not just about repetition. A good switch-up is a phrase, so program a 2-bar or 4-bar drum idea with variation. Maybe the first bar feels full and locked, then the second bar removes one hit or opens a gap. Then bring in a ghost note, a reversed slice, or a tiny fill before the next phrase. That's what gives old-school jungle its movement. The rhythm starts telling a story. And here's a useful coach note. Leave one anchor element recognizable through the switch-up. Maybe it's the snare character. Maybe it's a hat pattern. Maybe it's a bass motif. That anchor makes the section feel intentional instead of sounding like the track suddenly became a different song. Once the break is in place, edit it for call and response. That's a huge part of making a sunrise section feel musical. The call can be the heavier chopped phrase. The response can be thinner, more open. Maybe with a slightly late snare or a quiet ghost hit before the main backbeat. You can use Groove Pool for a subtle swing feel, or nudge slices by a few milliseconds so it doesn't feel locked too rigidly to the grid. If the break starts to feel too clean, duplicate it and process it a bit. A touch of drum bus for punch, a bit of saturator with soft clip-on, maybe some EQ to remove low-end rumble below where the sub is living. The goal is grit with control. We want the break to feel alive, not over-quantized and robotic. Now move to the bass switch. This is where the emotional shape really changes. Don't keep the bass hammering in the same pattern it had in the darker section. Instead, make it breathe more. You can use operator for a solid sub, wave eatable or a resampled reese for the mid layer, and maybe a little texture on top if needed. Keep the sub mono. That part is non-negotiable for clean DNB. Use utility to keep the width at zero on the sub if needed, and let the mid-bass carry the movement. A good sunrise switch-up often has bass that still has weight, but it doesn't crowd every beat. It answers the drums instead of fighting them. Try thinking in phrases. For the first couple of bars, let the bass answer the break with short notes, then leave space on beat one, then hit a syncopated response. Then, as the section opens up, reduce the bass density and let the atmosphere come forward. That space is where the sunrise feeling lives. A lot of intermediate producers make the mistake of trying to keep the tension maxed out the whole time. But sunrise emotion comes from release through space. If the bass fills every gap, the listener never gets to feel the change. Next, bring in harmonic atmosphere, but keep it restrained. This is not the place for huge EDM chord stacks. In jungle and old school DNB, the emotion usually works better when it's subtle. Use a pad, a textured drone, or a simple sustained synth note. Shape it with auto filter, add a touch of reverb, maybe a little chorus ensemble if it helps, and high pass it so it never muddies the low end. A really effective move is to automate the filter opening over 8 bars. Start warm and tucked back, then slowly open the brightness so the section feels like light is arriving. You do not need to blast the highs. Sunrise emotion is often more powerful when it is suggested rather than shouted. And if the track has a darker root, you can hint at a brighter color just by shifting one note or using a suspended feel for a moment. That tiny harmonic change can make the whole section feel like it's turning toward morning. Now let's automate the transition like a DJ would. This is where the switch-up gets its push course feeling. Automate your auto filter, reverb sends, delay throws, bass filter movement, and even little dropouts of utility volume if needed. You want the change to feel guided, not slapped together. A really strong move is to create a short dropout right before the re-entry. Cut the kick and sub for a quarter bar or half bar. Lead a snare tail, a reverse hit, or a delay throw hanging in the air. That moment of absence makes the return hit emotionally, because the listener suddenly feels the floor come back underneath them. This is one of the key differences between just making a loop and making an arrangement. Arrangement is about timing the absence as well as the presence. For the final bars of the switch-up, a fill that stays true to the breakbeat language. Avoid generic risers if you can. Use chop drum fills, reversed break slices, and a controlled impact on the downbeat. A snare roll from sliced break hits works great. Then maybe a reversed crash or reversed break fragment on the last beat before the drop-in. Keep it tight. Keep it readable. This should feel like a breath, not a fireworks display. You can enhance that with echo for a short ping tail or reverb on a crash, but keep the feedback and decay musical. We're aiming for lift, not clutter. Mix-wise, discipline is everything. Keep the sub centered and mono. High pass the atmosphere so it doesn't fight the drum and bass foundation. Cut unnecessary low end from the break layers. Watch the low mids around 200 to 400 HC on the drum bus, because that area can get cloudy fast in jungle arrangements. If the section feels flat, don't just turn things up. Increase contrast. Remove bass for a bar. Brighten the top break layer. Add one extra ghost snare. Give the listener a clearer change in density. A great little pro move here is to use one empty lane in the mix. Maybe the sub area is open for a moment. Maybe the upper mid drum space is less crowded. Maybe the atmosphere is wide but filtered. If everything is occupied at once, the sunrise feeling gets blurred. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the switch up too busy. Don't rely on one generic riser to do all the work. Don't let the sub and break fight for the same space. Don't brighten the atmosphere so much that it turns harsh. And don't quantize every little hit so perfectly that the groove loses its human feel. If you want to push this further, here are a few advanced variations. You can create a halftime illusion while the tempo still moves at full DNB pace. Keep the break active, but make the bass answer only on bigger gaps. Let a pad or chord hit land on the slower feeling accents. That widens the space emotionally without actually slowing the track. You can also invert the drum and bass call and response. Let the drums lead for the first two bars, then let the bass become the answer while the drums thin out a little. That gives the switch up a conversational feel. Another great trick is break displacement. Duplicate the break and shift one version by a 16th or an 8th for just a moment, then snap it back. That little tilt can feel very old school, very human, and very alive when used sparingly. And if you want more character, print one or two bars of your drum and FX movement to Audino, then chop the render into tiny one-shots. That micro resample pass gives you texture that sounds more committed and less preset-like. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a 4-bar sunrise switch-up sketch. Load one break into simpler. Make a chop 2-bar phrase. Duplicate it and remove a couple hits in the second bar so it becomes a response phrase. Program a simple bass line with one short sub note and one syncopated resensor. Add one atmosphere layer and automate the filter opening over the 4 bars. Then finish with a reversed break slice and a small snare roll. Check it in mono with utility and ask yourself 3 things. Does the drum phrasing actually change? Does the bass leave room for the emotion? And does the ending push the track forward? That's the mindset. So to recap, a strong sunrise switch-up in DNB is built from contrast, phrasing, and space. The breakbeat is the emotional engine. The bass should be controlled and mono in the low end, while the mid-bass carries movement. The atmosphere should hint at light, not wash everything out. And the transition should feel like a real arrangement decision, not just a loop variation. If you get that balance right, your switch-up will do exactly what a sunrise set needs. It will keep the pressure, but it will also open the room. It will feel like the track is not just getting harder, but moving somewhere beautiful.